Dan Stokes is the music director at Christ Church United Methodist, and they have the Sanctuary Series concluding for this season with a hymn festival. Dan, welcome. Sounds exciting. What's the idea behind a festival of hymns?
The idea behind a festival of hymns is celebrating song that's shared. Last time we did it, we had over 1,000 people, and there's just a power that happens when everybody's voices join together.
So the audience will actually be participating.
Yes. There'll be offerings by handbells, orchestra choirs, but consistently throughout the program, about every third piece is where the congregation becomes part of the choir and gets to sing with the orchestra.
Now, did you choose the hymns that were to be presented?
Yes. Actually, the idea sprang from about a 200-year-old hymn that's one of those gutsy early American texts for a faith that will not shrink, with an early American kind of one of those angular tunes. And it became the idea for a journey.
Mm-hmm. The church I go to is has a contemporary band, you know, and presentations, so we don't hear the traditional choir singing hymns too much, although hymns do pop up in a more modern version. I think that's part of the sign of a good tune, a good hymn, is that it can survive transcription into a different style.
Absolutely, the test of time. And the fun thing that happens with this is we've got everything from tunes that are old tunes and feel like stately hymns. Like one example is the setting of 04,000 Tongues. We have about 90 teenagers that, as we start with the traditional tune, they will, in the middle of it, bust out on a setting that was written about 5 years ago that literally rocks. It's way fun. And actually, the teenagers will also be doing an anthem just written last year that, while it's not a hymn, is a contemporary setting of the text found on the wall of a concentration camp.
Oh, my. So you'll be conducting some? You'll
yes.
be at the organ?
I'll be at the organ some, conducting some. We're fortunate to have a number of us who play the organ, and it's a beautiful pipe organ. Instrumental accompaniment, handbell accompaniment. And the fun thing that happens is we always do some singing with no accompaniment at all. And in that room, it's a pretty inspiring experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I were to go as an audience member, what do I have to have anything prepared? Do I just show up and
you
be
just
directed?
Show up ready to sing.
Will the text of the hymns be projected, or will we have a sheet?
There's a program here with everything, a printed program laid out. And the program will actually conclude with the orchestra, all the choirs, organ, piano, and the congregation uniting together to sing Malott's setting of the Lord's Prayer, which is usually considered a vocal solo. But when we've done it in worship with, you know, 700 or 800 people, it's a thrilling experience. And we thought, wow, since we have orchestra, let's put the orchestra and the congregation together. It's one of those experiences that brings us beyond ourselves and our own personal faith experience and helps us remember we're part of a larger community.
Well, Dan Stokes, since this is the last of this season of the Sanctuary Series, do you have any reflections on the past? Any highlights that spring to mind?
Oh, yes. The biggest highlight is that even when it's not a sung program, as this is, we always include in the programs an opportunity for the congregation to participate. And those moments where voices have joined together all over the room are certainly a highlight. The other highlight is the community service that sprung out of the concerts. We were thankful that from a concert last year that was done as a benefit for the West End School, in addition to the money that was raised for the West End School, out of that concert came two of our church members with music degrees who are now volunteer music teachers at the West End School. There's a real missional thrust to each concert.
All right, now looking ahead, have you started planning the next Sanctuary Series?
Yes, yes. I get to start the season with an organ concert, and it's going to be a homecoming kind of event for the music ministry. So we're very excited about that. We also have local author Liz Curtis Higgs, who's an international speaker. She'll do the second concert. It's going to be an evening with Liz Curtis Higgs, who is a fabulous musician, and she'll be pulling in her favorite music. Mm-hmm. And we're especially delighted that Millikan University Choir will be returning.
Oh, excellent. Excellent, yes. The next Sanctuary Series concert is coming up Sunday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at Christ Church United Methodist, and that's at 4614 Brownsboro Road. Details available on your website at ccum.net. That's easy to remember, ccum.net. And Dan Stokes, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing time. Have you done something similar to this before?
We did this 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it was entitled, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Our goal was to have 1,000 people, and we had, oh, for 133,000 tongues to sing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds wonderful. Thank you, Dan Stokes, and we hope you have an excellent time on Sunday, April 21st at 7 p.m.
Many thanks, Alan.